without you.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. Today is Monday night, the 13th of June, and we are going to have a very special guest coming on, Amanda from AMC. I've loved Amanda since she warmed up my heart into playing Amanda in 2005. I was a happy little person in 2005 because Amanda, you know, Cecile Strauss, Gus, I hope I don't butcher her name, tonight you guys has been just the best Amanda I've ever seen. I fell in love with her. I love her and Jake. She was also on the Way to Wait episode that I loved. And so the words for tonight is I will be bringing one person on at a time to ask a question. You guys will get like 2 minutes, 3 minutes per call, depending how the switchboard looks. And
I'm
gonna bring her on in about a second, you guys. So just remember the call number for tonight is 347. I said not sing on my own, so that might be bad. The number is 347-850-8721. And if you want to talk to, you know, Cecile or me, just press 1. And I think this who is her now. Hello?
Is that me? Hi.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I am going to butcher your name tonight. I've been practicing all day, so I just wanted to let
you
know.
I have no idea what all I will answer to. I've been called everything under the moon, so don't worry about it, but it's Chriselle Stout. But don't worry,
Chriselle.
I pretty much answered everything.
I just want to say before we get, like, my sister is lighting up for you. You know, everyone loves Amanda.
Great.
I love Amanda and Jake. I, just for my own selfish gain, I fell in love with Amanda and Jake because you and Ricky Paul just, for me, have the chemistry that a lot of the other soap couples don't have. Well, besides Rebecca Hoops and Steve Burton, you guys are the next one that has chemistry that I've seen so great, fantastic. It's almost like you guys are married. I know you guys are married and on the show, but it almost seems like sometimes you guys are so comfortable with each other and, you know, you guys know how each other works. It's almost like, okay, they could be married in real life, but I know Ricky Paul, you know, had a little cute little son with Greta.
Yes.
So, yeah, but my question, I guess, how do you like working with Ricky Paul? Because I've had a crush on him since way back in high school, so yeah.
Well, I will say, first of all, thank you very much. It's very sweet. I know a lot of people tell me that they love Amanda and Jake, and I know there are people listening right now, and I just want to say thank you to them for supporting us. I love working with Ricky, and so it means a lot that for whatever reason, sometimes a couple takes and sometimes it doesn't, so I'm so glad it did, because I think the reason why people love us is because we really are such good friends off the show, and that comes through as a real caring about each other. And it's fun to work with him. He keeps me on my toes. I never know what he's going to say. Sometimes sometimes what airs is certainly not what was exactly on the paper. So there's a bit of, organic material that's coming out as we work. And I'm not sure if the writers like that or not, but it's the fans like it. So that's great.
The fans for you guys have really came out and drove the full Amanda. Like when you guys were broken up and when Amanda was not thinking, I'm not blaming you, I am blaming your character for, you know, feeling sorry for David. I'm thinking, Amanda, he's using you. He's a low psychopath. And you need to, you know, get back to Jake. And when, you know, the DNA with you guys' son, you know, took so long. I mean, for the fans, you have to say that too long is like 2 or 3 months. When they don't get the reveal they have waited for and waited for, and they, like, we know, well, I knew in my heart that Trevor was Jake's. I felt it clear way back, and I'm like, forget JL, forget David, he's Jake's. And I'm so glad the writers, you know, listened to the fans, listened to what we were saying to bring you and Jake, you know, together. And, you know, as much as I love Lizzie Holman, her character needs to leave you alone, because you guys deserve all this happiness. And I know, see, you know, you're doing the fake marriage with Tad. But, you know, doesn't she realize that she is, like, coming between two brothers and coming between you and Zeke? And that is not nice of her. I mean,
well, I don't think that she's going for nice. I don't think that's what she's trying to do. I just want to say real fast, I am online as well, so I'm reading what people are writing in the
yep.
chat room. And so I just want to say hi to the people in the chat room.
Oh yeah,
so,
we have a lot of
people. Are we going to take some questions? I'm excited to answer
yeah,
some questions.
Yeah, I just want to, before I forget, when you found out Trevor died in that freezer, which is a horrible way to die, people, at the hands of her own mother, when Trevor died, I thought, wait a moment, you should have got an Emmy that year. You have been, you know, you've been robbed. You have been robbed, because that year, last year, you should have got, you know, an Emmy. You know, you should have got an Emmy nomination now, before long.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. This year, I'm super excited. My best friend, Melissa, is nominated, and, of course, Ricky and Alicia. I just couldn't be happier,
mm-hmm.
so... you know, every year is a different year, but this year I'm nothing but excited and positive, and knowing that we're going to definitely do a little better this year than last year. Here's hoping,
well,
you know.
Well, yeah, and I think you guys will, and, you know, I miss you and Annie together. I mean,
you like my best friend. I do too.
Well,
yeah. We became friends.
And do you know, I mean... I just want you to know, and please tell all you AMC co-stars, we are fighting still to keep AMC from going off the air. We don't want to see this happen. We don't want to see One Life to Live and All My Children go off the air. So Daytime After Dark has been fighting for you guys for the last couple of months, because we don't want to see Jake and Amanda go, or Tad, or any of you guys go, because... you know, this is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, no,
I
want to speak to I can speak for all the cast when I say this, because we've had these conversations several times at work. We cannot believe the support that has been rolling through from all the fans. I mean, it has been overwhelming, and I feel very comfortable speaking for the cast when I say it's so appreciated. Obviously, we are not in charge of the decisions that are made, and this would not be our decision, but it just feels so amazing to be part of a show where there's that kind of a passion with the fans for a show like that. And it really does feel like, you know, obviously we're super sad about it, but I have to say, part of me is not that upset, because it's hard to be upset when people are showing you so much love and support. When, you know, at the end of the day, if it changes, it's one of those things where it's hard to be that upset when every day people are just being so nice to you and so great and
mm-hmm.
and telling you how much they love the show. So it's bittersweet.
Yeah, I mean, if, God forbid, AMC does really go off the air, people, I'm not even wanting to dream of that. Amanda, I mean, sincerely, I really think you would be a great asset to General Hospital or Days of Our Life or Young and the Restless. I thought about five characters Well, three characters from General Hospital you can play. Three characters from Young and the Restless you can play. Two from Days of Our Life. So, you know, if you are scared about not getting a job after this, just call me and I can tell you who you should be playing for your next role.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring on some callers. I'm going to go to 626, you're on the air.
Hi,
what's your name?
Heather.
Oh, hi,
Heather. Hi. My question was, what's your all-time favorite storyline that you had playing Amanda?
My all-time favorite storyline, let me think. That's a good question. I would have to go with, I might have to take it back a little bit and go old school with you here. But
it's okay.
I've
been watching for a long time, so it's
all right. All right. Well, I truly love working with the character Janet, who obviously is my mom, Amanda's mom on the show. When she first came on, it just kind of completely brought a new level to Amanda. Before that, she was just kind of a, you know, sleeping around, making people angry. You had no idea why she was the way that she was, and to bring back her mother for me was so great as an actor, because then I got to show you why she was that way, and it really brought some more depth to the character. And for me, that was a real pivotal moment in the character, because had that not happened, she would have lasted much longer. So on top of her, we loved working with Kate Collins, who is amazing. So I would have to say, yeah, working with Kate Collins when she came on.
Yeah. And then my second question is, are you, like, upset that they never got to make Amanda a little bit crazy? Because I always, like, thought that you'd be very, very good at that. And I'm like, come on, she's Janet's kid. She has to have some craziness in her. And I was, like, so sad that would, like, never happen.
I agree with you. I 100% thought that that's the way they were going to take the character at some point, especially, again, for some of you watchers that have been with us for a while. I had a scene where I'm almost going to attack Babe with the power saw. So at the time, you know, I thought maybe they definitely were going to take her that way. And they never did. And then, as we know, Melissa Claire Egan, who played Annie so wonderfully crazy, they did that with her character. So it would have seemed a little, after they did that with her character, I kind of knew for sure that's not the road I was going to go down, because they wouldn't have wanted to do it with two different characters. So I definitely don't think, you know, especially with the end being so soon, that that's definitely not going to happen. But I was just as surprised as anyone, because I thought for sure that that might be the road they were taking it. And even when she came back the second time, as short as it was, Janet, they had her, you know, kind of being afraid that she was going to end up like her mom and turning just a little bit like paranoid, but it never went to crazy. So I think it would have been really fun. Unfortunately, it didn't go that way, but I have no complaints, because it's, you know, you never know what you're going to do on the show. So I've had fun no matter what.
Yeah. And before I go, so other people could talk to you, I follow you on Twitter also.
Yay. You're one of my tweets. I love it. I love Twitter. I as you know, I can be a big dork on there. So thanks for putting up with me.
It's okay. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank
you. Hey, Heather. Hey, Heather, call back in. Call back in sometime. I haven't heard from you in ages, so call back in.
Okay, I will.
Okay. I just have one question before they bring back in the calls. I know you started in 2005, and Kelly Ripper was gone, but I know she played your cousin on the, you know, on the show. Have you guys ever gotten a chance to work together? Or, I mean, obviously you know who Kelly Ripper is, but have you gotten a chance to, like, you know, work with her? Because when Amanda was little, Haley and her
were
really...
Yeah, we're cousins.
Yeah.
I met when she came back to AMC to film the 40th anniversary. She was sweet as could be, but no, I never got to work with her, unfortunately.
Because, I mean, I thought you and Haley could really cause, you know, trouble, you know, because, you know, that just, you know... I just thought it would be a really cool thing for, you know, you guys. Okay, my Swiss boat is having trouble. I'm just waiting for it to come back. You guys.
What are you saying? They can't call in or?
No. My Swiss boat just disappeared and now it's back. Yeah, Blog Talk is famous for this. Okay, I'm trying to bring on another caller.
Okay, great.
Right now.
Yeah, because I want to fit in as many as we can.
And Blog Talk Radio is just having difficulties tonight.
Well, then while you're fixing your switchboard, I just want to say I'll do this while you're trying to figure that out. Some people are asking me if I'm doing the fan club weekend, and I just want to say, for sure, I would not miss it for the world. As I think I've stressed a few times already, the fans are so amazing and so supportive, and this being, you know, the last one with the show, I definitely won't miss it. I've already for sure said I'm also going to, I think there's like a karaoke night or something on a Wednesday, so I just want to say I'm definitely going to be there.
Okay, good. We have the Swiss boat back. Thank you for. Yeah, I will be bringing on. Let's see. How about
reading these questions? Oh, that's hilarious.
708, you on the air with us?
Hi, Carly.
It's hi.
Pam. How are you?
Hi, Pam. Good.
Hi.
Hi,
Christelle. How are you?
Hi, who is this?
This is Pam.
Hey, Pam, what's going on?
Hi, I was just wondering how your flight ended up last night.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
It was a nightmare, I have to say. Oh, okay, for real.
I'm Pam D722 on Twitter.
Twitter did not give me enough characters for me to really let you know how terrible it was. This guy took his train to those that don't know. I tweeted last night out of frustration because I couldn't believe it seemed like I was being punked on with Ashton Kutcher was going to run out or something. I had one person next to me with a horrible whooping cough and this really obnoxious man next to me completely over on my side blaring music out of his iPhones. Of all things, this man is a much older man. He was blaring South Park music, random.
Oh.
And then he was like tapping his foot and like drumming along on his tray table. It was so, and every once in a while he would start singing out loud. I literally thought I was being punked. It was so, like, if you could just watch a 2-second video, you would die laughing because it's like, this cannot really be happening right now. So, yes, thank you for asking. I definitely got out of there and needed to decompress.
So you didn't get to switch seats then or act like you were going to throw up like I suggested?
I didn't. You know what? I barely even made that flight because it was oversold and I barely made it. So there was no switching seats at that point.
And how long was the flight? About 3 hours?
Oh, no. It was definitely over a 4-hour flight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It was brutal.
Well,
I guess
my question about the show would be if you had to choose, if we had more of a time frame here and you and Jake broke up, who would your next love interest be?
Pam, don't even say that, Pam.
Well, that's a very hypothetical question. So if we're going to go hypothetical, then I'll go with Leo.
Hypothetical.
Why not? In a hypothetical world and all my children's going to go on and go on, then why not bring Leo back for good? And if I couldn't be with Jake, then you know what? I think that Greenlee would need someone to get in between her lovers.
I would
because he's so dreamy.
Yeah, who doesn't have a major crush on him?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, to everyone listening, I'm teasing, of course. I know everyone's like, no, Leo in a minute. That's never going to happen. It's very hypothetical.
Right, exactly. We're playing pretend here. Pretend I'm
pretend. Yes, that's like pretend because, wow. Because I did hear about Leo coming back. Zoff Demir is coming back. And I think, you know, when he does, I think he should be in the scene with Amanda. No one knows
I don't think there's enough time for that. But I wish. That would be very, very cool. But I think, you know, he's just back for one episode. So I'm definitely not going to be in it because I didn't, you know, I was nowhere in his world. He was so. I will probably be at the studio just to make that everything is going smoothly for Josh Duhamel and
exactly.
Make sure that he doesn't need anything. I'm kidding again.
Something.
Right. Good old Southern hospitality.
That's so funny.
I feel bad. My sense of humor, I'm afraid people may take me seriously because I'm completely kidding. But
No, when I'm following you on Twitter, you just crack me up all the time, especially when you put things out there like you did last night, you know. That was just too funny. So,
Pam, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Pam, for calling.
Okay, and you have a really, really good life, and I hope to see you really soon again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, too.
Thanks, Carly. Take care.
Oh, no problem, Pam. Pam, you can stay on the air. So, when Cicero leaves, we are going to have a very heavy discussion. And you know how I get, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be here.
Cool.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. I am bringing on 3-2-1 next.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Chriselle.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. This is so awesome.
Thank you for listening. What's your name?
Denise.
Hello, this is Denise.
I also follow you on Twitter. So
I didn't get my phone. What's your name? I didn't catch it.
Denise.
Oh, Denise. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you.
I've
been following you since you first posted about those poor little cows.
About the
you
poor little cow?
The cows.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
You had made a post making us aware of...
my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes.
So I saw your picture. Your hair looks amazing.
Thank you.
It does.
To those who don't know, I chopped all my hair off. It hasn't aired yet, so it'll air soon.
But if you want to sneak peek, you can go
on Twitter and see it.
Tell them what you did with it, because I don't want to give it away.
I have a video that's being produced right now. I'm going to post it on Twitter as soon as I get it, as soon as they give it to me. But it's actually very – and Soap Opera Digest covered it. So if you're a subscriber, or definitely I'll let you know when the issue's coming out if you're not. It's very cool, actually. They made two ponytails out of it, and Ricky Paul cut one off, and Melissa Claire Egan cut the other one off. And I sent it in to Locks of Love. So it was a really fun day. Greta, Ricky's, his wife, she's the one who cut it for me, and she's amazing. So it's going to be a really cute article in Soap Digest, and then I'll also post a video as soon as I have it.
I think that's the most fantastic thing you could have ever done.
I'm really excited. I'm excited about it. Thank you. I must say it was a little nerve wracking having Ricky and Missy with the scissors behind me, but they didn't mess it up. So it was good. We had a good time with it. I definitely took a drink of champagne before they started whacking at it though.
Right on. There you go. That's awesome. I just saw a question that actually I had as well.
Me too.
Janet back on before the end?
I would say that you should stay tuned for announcements on people that are coming back because I'm not sure.
Okay.
People keep asking me certain things that I can't You know, I would tell you if I didn't think that I'd get in trouble, but I really am not at liberty to say if anyone's going to be making a comeback. But I will say that tomorrow you should check your updates.
You got it.
Yeah.
Carly, I'll let somebody else come on in and talk to her.
Yeah. All and right. Denise, I'm going to put you on mute, but, you know, I'm going to need you for the discussion afterwards. So stay here.
Awesome. So,
bye, Dan. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Have an amazing evening. See you on Twitter.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, her name is Denise, not Pam. But that's.
Oh, sorry, Denise. My bad. Pam was left.
And you know, I love your hair, by the way. I saw it, I'm like, that's really cute. I mean, I think you are very brave to to let Ricky Paul go in and touch your hair. Yeah, that's very, very, very bravery. Let's see. 413, you're on the air with us.
Hey, Carly, how are you?
Oh, good.
Hi, Silas.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you? Silas Gain calling. It is so
nice
to talk to you. Silas. Everybody knows me as Silas.
Oh, hi, Silas. Nice to talk to you.
First of all, Ricky Paul and I go way back to Another World days. As a matter of fact, he was at a couple of our events in the early 2000s when we were working on Another World. So you're working with a great actor. He's a good kid.
Oh, what did you do with the show?
Well, we ran a couple of events after the show was over, and Ricky came to the event and met with fans, and Ricky's a good guy, and, of course,
very
I followed
cool.
him on Guiding Light. But I wanted to get away from the end of All My Children and talk about the experience for you as an actor, because we've watched you grow up, and it has been an amazing evolution, and you've really done a good job. And, you know, a lot of people don't give soap actors credit. And I got to say, you're one of those actors that I've watched closely. And you know your lines going in, and you got your emotions down pat. And I just wanted to ask you, the experience that you've had in daytime, do you think that that experience is going to apply to your method of acting for the rest of your career? Are you going to walk away from this experience knowing that there's a lot of value in the kind of work you've done these past few years?
Well, first of all, you're so sweet, and thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to me because, you know, what we do is so fast and furious, and a lot of times we don't get feedback on certain things, and we just kind of hope that it works. So I really do appreciate that. That means a lot. And I would say 100% that for sure everything that I've been through and learned and just experienced over the years at All My Children, it would be impossible for me not to take that to my next job. And I would never want to because it's so valuable to me. I've learned so much. I pretty much can work under any condition and because you just never know what you're going to get. There are just so many obstacles that come up when you're shooting this much material and this quickly and you never know, you know, over 6 years I've worked with so many different people and personalities, and I'm just so blessed to have had this experience. And I actually am very excited to see how, you know, because I feel like it will make me much more prepared for any other experience, whether it be, you know, TV, movie, commercial, or anything, just because in the soap world, to stay on a show like this, you have to have a great work ethic. You have to, you know, you have to be able to be a team player and stuff like that. That comes into play every day. So I'm really excited to take the skills that I've really, like, honed and learned here at the show and be able to take it somewhere else. And I will always give credit to All My Children for doing that for me. It's amazing.
That's awesome to hear, because I get the feeling sometimes that young actors don't really understand fully how awesome and intense the experience really is, and I'm glad that you recognize it, because I'll tell you something, from day one until now, you have really grown, and I see a future along the lines of Josh Duhamel, Morgan Freeman, and a lot of the greats that came out of soap for you. And,
you're very sweet, Silas. Thank you so much. It's really sweet of you to say.
All I'll say, because I know Carly has other calls, we just want you to know there are a lot of fans out there, and I hate the word fans with a passion.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah, you know, Carly. You know how much I hate it.
Yep.
just mm-hmm. know that the soap viewers understand how hard you work. And we understand that there are nights you go home with pages upon pages of dialogue to memorize, and you get it right every time. And from a viewer who's had you as a guest in my living room for so many years, thank you for doing that work. I know it wasn't easy. I know there were times you didn't want to do it. But you know what? It made you a better actor, and it made us better for enjoying you execute your craft.
Oh, my God. Silas, you're going to make me cry. That's the sweetest thing. Thank you so much. It really means a lot. It's very sweet of you.
Well, I'll tell you, Carly is a very passionate soap viewer, and she's got a lot of guts to do this show. And the fact that you came on here is a testament
yeah.
to how much the soap viewers mean to you. And I thank you for taking that time. I really, really do. And I wish you Godspeed and good luck, and I hope that others recognize your talent and your capabilities and don't forget what you did on All My Children, because you will deliver no matter what script is handed to you. I know you are going to be one of those people that delivers.
Thank you so much. I am going to need you to be casting all the stuff that I'm going to go audition for, because
well,
I have a good
Rochelle
feeling I'd be...
Those may be very prophetic words. Mark my words. Those may be prophetic. But you keep on doing the job.
Thank you so much. And you are the you are the person that I, you know, when we are having those hard days and it is really tough, that's
mm-hmm.
the kind of thing that I will reflect on. So I really appreciate that, and I will keep it close to me because it means a lot what you just said. Thank you.
Well,
and
everybody
to the people like
feels, most
saying that they're
feels
agreeing
that.
With you.
Yeah. They
yeah.
agree. So, you know, keep on doing the good work and fight the good fight and and damn it, make your impact, because you're doing a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Carly, thanks for taking my call. I got to go do some work now, but I wanted to call Rochelle and thank her.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Good night. Take care.
Yeah, Cecile, do you have time for a couple more callers? I know you said 7 to 7:30, but the Swiss board keeps lighting up number
Yes, and I know I have one huge major fan out there. Her name is Audrey, and she's been a fan for a very long time, and I've seen online that she's waiting to call in, so
yeah,
I can't get off the phone until I talk to her.
Okay. Audrey 26, this PMing your number, I will make sure you get on, because believe me, I've been in your position when a favorite actress has been in, yeah. I know what it feels like. Okay. 304. Okay. Hey, 304, you are there with us.
Hello.
Is this Audrey?
Hi,
yeah.
Michelle.
Audrey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can't
yeah,
hear,
we can
you.
Hear you.
How are
yeah.
you?
I'm really nervous, and I really shouldn't be nervous, but I am.
Oh, don't be nervous. That's
don't
nice.
Be.
I
wanted
to
talk to you. I saw you were on the line. I was excited you called in.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, you know I love you.
Aw, thank you.
I just wanted to say that I'm going to miss you tremendously, as I'm sure many other people are, but I know you're going to do great things, and I look forward to seeing you in movies and other exciting things in the future. But I will miss you, and I'm sure everyone else will, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, I'm hoping, and that's, I feel fortunate because I know soap fans are the most devoted fans out there. So anytime I have done other things, I've done a few other projects, everybody's been so supportive. So I really love that side of it, because I definitely want to keep working. So I trust that I will definitely hear and see from you in the future, which is very nice.
That's good. And I'll be seeing you next month, and I'm excited.
Oh, that's right, at the fan club luncheon. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. So
hey,
many people
Audrey.
Are coming.
Yeah, Audrey, will you call back in when you after you do the AMC fan club luncheon, let the viewers know how it was, the people that cannot come, you know, to the fan club luncheon. Will you call in and let me know how it went, because, you know, a lot of people cannot go that want to go, but we would love to hear it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
Okay,
Okay, great. Well, Audrey, I'm glad you called in. It was good to talk to you. Did you have any questions?
Yeah.
Thank you for willing to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Don't be silly. Of course. I was excited to get the opportunity.
And the New Kids on the Block Backstreet Boys concert is fantastic. I know that's off topic, but I just had to say that.
Yes, any New Kids on the Block fans out there, I'm obsessed. I can't wait. July 1st, I'm taking my little sister. I got her some backstage passes. You know, I got to spoil her a little bit. I don't get to see her that often. So we're going to go. And yes, everyone's like, why would a 15-year-old girl care about New Kids on the Block? Because she's awesome, and I taught her well. And so we're excited.
Yeah, and besides we grew up with the New Kids on the Block, and yes, they are coming back, and I think New Kids could have a bigger fan base through, like, the older generation bringing the younger generation in, and, yeah, I love New Kids, too. Did you have time for two or three more calls, or what is your timeline? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Audrey.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Can I answer some of these that are online? Because they're asking me things online. I can't answer online because I don't think I'm a user, but just real quick. There's one that says, ChatMap2009, who I love. I recognize that name from Twitter. She says, I love you as Amanda. Amanda fan all the way. You've done such a great job. Wait, where'd it go? Here we go. I'm wondering, in what ways is Amanda like you? I actually almost tweeted this today. I may do it later. I have this really crazy nail polish on. It's like a hot pink, and then we did this black crackle on top. OPI does this. Anyways, it looks like an 80s video on my nails, and so that's a Cushell nail. And so I have to take it off before work tomorrow because it's not a very Amanda nail. So we do differ in certain ways like that. But then, of course, you know, she's dying to have a baby. She's trying to get pregnant. I obviously do not have kids and am not dying for that to happen anytime soon. So, you know, we're very different, but yet we're very alike because she likes to try and be strong. But then she's, of course, everybody has a vulnerable side to her. And I would say we're most alike in that I've always kind of been a mom to my mom. She's always been kind of like the crazy, like I'm calling her and like, wait, did you do this? Did you remember this? All this kind of stuff. And I'd say that we're least alike in her love choices because she doesn't really, a lot of times she doesn't have the best self-esteem when it comes to guys and she thinks that she doesn't deserve certain things. And we're very different. We're very different with the guy department, I would say.
Callie Girl asked, will you be watching The Bachelor Pad 2? Graham is on it.
Yes. Graham and I are very close, and we talked, you know, before he left. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. I'm assuming it was announced he was on it. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're going to talk right after. And so I'm a big fan of his. He's a big fan. I'm not saying like a fan. I'm saying, you know, he's a great guy. Love him dearly. We have a special relationship, and I'm excited for him because I'm hoping that it would be really good for his company, for 46NYC.com. I want the best for him. And, so I will be watching it on my TiVo as soon as it comes up.
Well, The Bachelor is one of the shows where you try not to get addicted, and somehow you want to watch it. I don't know, like a big train crash is about to happen. You know, you should not watch it, and then you end up watching The Bachelor, and you're like, okay,
that's
this is
true.
Crazy.
I think that for the most part, there are some scandalous things that happened on at least Bachelor Pad 1, but I know him pretty well, so I wouldn't expect anything to too crazy out of him, too salacious. He's really there for a bigger cause, which is his T-shirt line, which is charitable to children. So,
cool.
Yeah. So it's all good.
I am gonna bring on 6:30.
Hello.
I think.
Hey. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
Peter,
who is
right?
This is Peter.
Hello. How are you?
I got in. Okay, hold on. Let me. I'll let you talk in there.
Chriselle?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I tweet you all the time. I don't know if you... I'll let you talk in a minute. Hold on. Don Rustler is like a huge... We're both huge fans of you. And she's been like, call. And I'm like, okay, after the next call. But anywho, we both love you and all my children. But I don't know. I tweet you a lot on Twitter. And my name is Pistol P23.
Oh, okay.
Do you know any of my tweets or no? Did you send me a DM one time? I just don't know. Because I tweet you, like, sometimes. I tweet you a few days ago when you got your hair cut anyways.
Yeah. No, I really, I try and respond as much as I can. I definitely DM a lot.
You know what? Okay.
It's cutting out. I don't think I can hear everything you're saying.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, Pio, you okay in and out.
What?
You're cutting in and out, and it's very hard for us.
Sorry, I'm just, like, running back and forth, that's why. So you used to live in Kentucky. Have you ever been to Chicago? That's where I live.
You know what? I was just there yesterday at your airport.
In Chicago?
I had to connect in Chicago.
O'Hare or Midway?
O'Hare.
Okay.
I've been to O'Hare many, many, many times, and I'm a huge Oprah fan, so unfortunately, I've never actually been to Chicago. I always wanted to go.
Have you ever been to
the
Oprah
show? No, I really, really wanted to go, and the one time I was able to go, I wasn't able to get off of work because I had tickets, and I was just so excited, but they were unable to make it work with the schedule, so... You know, you can't really complain when you have a job like
yeah.
this, so I definitely don't want to sound like I'm complaining,
it's...
but I didn't get to make it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, though. It's not normal waking up and Oprah's on, you know what I mean? Like, I would always wake up when she's on, and I would flip the channel when she doesn't have anyone good on. But anyways, I have, one or two questions for you, and then my sister wants to talk.
Okay.
Are you musically challenged? Because I know, I don't mean to be rude, but I know you used to be engaged. Matthew Morrison from Glee, and we all know he can sing. So, can you sing?
Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Am I?
Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't make any sense.
Someone on Glee.
What?
Well, I think you have to re-ask the question because it sounded weird. You said, am I musically challenged because I was engaged to someone on Glee? So I don't really know what you're asking.
Yeah, you used to be engaged to Matthew Morrison, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we all know he can sing because he's on Glee. So the question is, can you sing too?
Okay.
No, I'm really not a singer. I sing every once in a while for fun. I carry
a
guitar.
A lot of soap stars can sing. That's why I was asking. I've never saw you sing on a show or stuff. But anyways, it was great talking to you. You're a great actress, and I wish you the best in the future and everything.
Thank you.
And I hope to see you in movies and stuff like the other guy, Josh, whatever his name is. I think he's him. I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I know he's in that Something Happened or Borrowed or something
yes.
that just came out. And so, yeah. Okay, here's my sister. It was great talking to you. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hello.
I'm a huge fan.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Twitter
that was nice
too.
Of you to do that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You're amazing. So my question is, if you could be any other character on All My Children besides Amanda, who would you be?
Oh, that's
if
a good question.
If I could be any other character...
Well,
I think it goes without saying. I mean, what's the best, most notable character on the show? It'd be Erica Kane. I have the most love and respect for Susan Lucci. She's a class act all the way. It must be so fun, especially now. I think she's having a blast playing, Erica Kane, who she's played for so long, but now she's getting to play Jane, which is a riot. She's
yep.
so funny. So I don't think I could have really answered that any other way. I mean, that's she's the lady of the show, and she does it so beautifully. So if you have to be anyone else for a day, why not be the queen bee?
That's true. She's great, too.
How long have you and Melissa Corrigan been friends?
Melissa and I were really instant friends when she came on. She came on the show about 4 years ago. And, you know, that happens sometimes where you just, you're just like instant friends. You can tell you like all the same things and you totally get along. And so I think it was a fast friendship and it's only gotten, you know, more strong as the years go on. And so I'm going to be sitting right next to her for the Emmys and I'm like praying that she wins. And I was just with her today. We went to power yoga this morning. So she's just like, she's just the greatest friend. She would do anything for me. I'd do anything for her. And any boy or anything that, you know, wants to try and hurt her or anything, it's like mama hen comes out and I'd attack. Otherwise, I'm the nicest person. But she's one of my true friends, and I can't say enough about her. She's talented.
Oh,
sweet.
That's
she's
great.
Funny.
Did you do anything?
Yeah, she's
and,
awesome.
Zamie, yeah, any more questions? Because I want to try and get to one or two calls, more calls, because I do not want people to murder me for not getting to talk to Cecile. I do not need that right now. But, yeah,
okay.
Any more questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much for talking to me, Cecile. Here's my brother again really quick. Love you. I just want to say something real quick, then I'll let you get to your next call. I'm just giving you your best friend a shout-out, Melissa Corrigan. We all want her back on our screen, so if you could maybe give in a good word or two, you know, so just because we want our Janie back, so.
Yes, I know everyone does, and I don't
yeah,
think that they would,
you know,
would disappoint you all that way.
Bombarded with tweets.
Yeah, well,
you're getting bombarded with tweets.
Yeah, no, well, which is fine. I joke with her all the time about it. I always tell her, excuse me, you have to be on Twitter because people, like, they tell me every day stuff to tell you. But, you know, she's slow to the Twitter game, so I do relay the messages all the time that you guys, she knows
that
you guys love her.
I have diehard fans as myself. So, okay, it was great talking to you. She comes back. Come on now.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
Zamie. Okay, I am bringing on 361. But, yeah, you can tell Melissa that I would love it anytime if she wants to stop by, has anything to promote, anything to say. Melissa is so welcome on here, too. Oh, and another person asked if you talk to Alexis, a lover. You know, the one that used to play Babe on my
show. Yes, she has Lex and Justin. They have a beautiful little girl named Lexington. And I went to their, you know, the baby shower, and they're great. They work a lot. I'm sure you've seen them all over the place. Of course, he was Knight Rider. He's done stuff since then. She was just on all kinds. She's always on everything. She was on Grey's Anatomy.
Everything.
They're doing really well. They're busy. They're taking care of their beautiful baby girl. And yes, they're good friends of mine. You become really close to people when you spend so much time with them at a job, you know, like we have. So I've definitely made lifelong friends with this job, which I am so grateful for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to bring on the next call, but yeah, you can tell Alexa, I thought when she was on Grey's Anatomy that she rocked that episode. It was like one of the best episodes I've seen, and I love seeing, you know, AMC stars on primetime. I love that when that happened. Okay, who should I bring now? I feel very powerful to fail with the job. You know, looking at the Swiss phone, I'm like, who should I bring on next? Okay, 361, I know you've been waiting for a while.
Yes, hi, this is Rebecca, Becca05 on Twitter. Hi,
Carly. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi,
I saw
you
on the chat line saying that you were waiting, so I was waiting for you because
you
got to go soon, so I'm glad you got on.
For me. Yeah, I've been following you on Twitter. I love your tweets. They're always hilarious. And
thank you.
Did you get a new phone? Because I know you lost it at the My Chemical Romance concert.
I know.
Something about your car, too. And I love your hair. Your hair is awesome. And
thank you
so
much.
It's so funny because I found your picture that you posted on Facebook with Melissa, and I took it to my hairdresser the other day, and I got it cut pretty much as I could to yours. Mine's a little bit longer.
Oh, wow.
I used yours as an example. So I just
thought that's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you like it.
Awesome. Yeah, I do. Mine's a little bit longer.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that, you know, you're awesome. I mean, the stuff as Amanda and with Jake and Jamanda and the whole, you know, thing, I just, your chemistry with Ricky is just amazing, and I hate to see them fight, and, you know, the end is near, unfortunately, as much as we tried to fight for you guys. I just, for an ending of that story, I would just want Jake and Amanda to be happy. You know, none of this, am I with
yes.
JR, am I with Kara, blah, 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 stuff.
I understand that completely.
Basically, when Melissa left, you were the only thing that kind of kept me there because
aww.
I don't know, after I lost Melissa, I was like, well, I still have Chriselle. And
aww,
I
that's
just,
nice.
You know, you said something about an upcoming storyline, which something about how you think your fans could separate you from your character, and I don't know, I'm looking forward to that. Because, like, part of me thinks that, like I know you a little bit because of Twitter and everything, but I just want you to know that you are just awesome, and you do an amazing job as Amanda, and I've watched you since the first day, and I'm really going to miss the show and you and everything.
Well,
I mean,
thank
just losing
you so
all my
much.
Children
I appreciate you saying that.
I mean, but you are pretty much the reason I watch right now. You, Alicia,
that's
and
so nice.
Melissa. So I just wanted you to know. And
thank
really,
you so much.
So
I definitely think
so
that they're. I would. Obviously, this is a total guess for me as well because I don't know exactly what
mm-hmm.
the ending will be. But I can't imagine that they would try and end anything with, you know, like terrible endings. I'm sure they're going to want happy endings. So
really
I think that's
not.
What probably everybody would want. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah. And I just love Ricky. He seems like such a blast to work with. I'm sure you
he
guys
really
have a
is.
Crazy time on set, don't you?
We do. We laugh a lot. We laugh a lot.
Yeah. And I can't wait to read the article about the Locks for Love stuff. That seems really cool. I'm really glad you
yeah,
did that.
Yeah, it was
that.
Exciting. That was a really fun day. So I'll definitely
yeah.
keep you posted on Twitter when
okay.
that issue will come out.
Okay. And do you know by any chance the air date? When your new hairstyle will come on TV?
Oh, you know what? I don't know, but see, I
probably
got it
in the next
2 weeks
month.
Ago, so probably in about 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
That's what I figured. Okay, well, it was so great talking to you, and I'm going to let Carly put some more calls on the line. But I just
right, thanks,
to call
Rebecca.
In.
I'm glad I got to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. So she's so sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm bringing on one of your biggest fans, and she has helped me so much, always making banners for me for the show, and it's like, you know, let's see, what, 719, you're on there?
Hi.
Hey, April.
Hello.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey. This is April.
Hi. What's going on? What's
Hi.
Your question?
I just want to say that I really love you. You're so sweet, especially on Twitter.
Aww.
And you are an
Thank
amazing
you.
Actress. And I really loved Amanda, but I also loved you with JR and Jonathan. So I just really love Amanda.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Thank you. You know, you never know if people are going to love or hate certain, I have to say, you know, when I don't agree with certain things that she does, you know, not taking her birth control pills and lying about certain things like that, you know, you never know if my fans are going to turn on me because I don't like this stuff. So I really do appreciate that.
Oh, yes, no problem. And I'm meeting you next month, so I cannot wait.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you're coming. That'll be exciting. I'm really, really excited to see everybody. It's going to be a huge year this year mm-hmm. because I think, you know, more of the cast are going to try and make it, and I think definitely more of the fans are going to try and make it, so it's definitely going to be a great, great events going on that weekend.
Yeah, and I really loved Amanda and Annie also, so I was sad to see that friendship end. But my main question is there any other soap or anything that you really, really want to go on?
Yeah.
You know what? I would say I'm gonna switch it up a little bit because I don't think a soap necessarily has to mean a soap opera and mm-hmm. daytime, because sometimes soaps are, sometimes primetime shows are very soap-esque. I think Desperate Housewives is a very good example. I mean, it's pretty much a soap opera, but at night.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of different things out there that I want to do. You know, I'm just so blessed to be able to make a living at what I do. I don't want to say I want to do this or I only want to do this. I basically I'm just grateful to do what I do, and hopefully you'll see me soon doing something else. So
I hope so.
I definitely have, you know, certain shows that I watch, but as of right now, I just would be, you know, really grateful to just move on and take the stuff that I've learned from all my children and be able to apply it to another job. As long as it's not like something crazy that's like, never mind. Anyway, for the most part, I'm making my own inappropriate jokes to myself and not.
It's okay. I find you really funny. I'm sorry. I find you humorous.
I'm glad one
yeah,
person
knows. Do you plan on staying in California or do you want to go somewhere else?
I definitely am going to stay in L.A. The jobs, for the most part, I got all my children, even though it was filming in New York, I got the job. I was living in L.A. at the time. So a lot of things, even if it films in New York, cast out of L.A. So I'm going to stay here and enjoy the sun, enjoy my little dog, Presley, and go with the flow and work as hard as I can, hit the pavement, get into class, which is something I haven't been able to do in a long time because, you know, my work schedule. So I'm just going to, you know, have faith and do what I do. And I'm hoping that, you know what, it will all work out and you'll see me soon in something. And I'll keep you posted on Twitter.
Okay, that's awesome. Oh, and speaking of Twitter, please try your best to get Missy to get one.
You know what? I know. Everyone says that. And I promise you I did tell her that. Some people just aren't tweeters. I don't know what to tell you.
You just can't give up because I said I would never get a Twitter. So there you go.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and believe me, April is on Twitter as much as I'm on Twitter. She's my little BFF on Twitter. Yeah, I mean, I thought I would never get Twitter, and Twitter does take over your life. Just a little sometimes.
Well, yes, I promise you the day, the time, the hour that she does, she will tell me and I will tweet it out to all of you guys because she knows I'm the big tweeter. So if she ever does do it, you will know from me first, I promise.
Okay, thanks, Chriselle.
No problem. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Night, April.
Night.
Did you have time for any more calls or did you have to go? I just
sure,
don't want to
sure.
make you
take,
late.
Let's
or...
take one more.
Okay, let's see. Let's bring on, I don't know, 760, you're on the air.
Me. Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Diane. My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Chriselle. I'm on Twitter with you all the time. DFTaylor22, always twittering about Missy. I love Missy. I love
KR
and Annie. And I hear Amanda and KR are going to do something pretty bad soon. That's what I'm hearing.
Close your ears if you don't
sorry,
want to hear
Sorry, spoiler
this.
Alert. Sorry. I'm kind of excited. I'm not going to lie because I want JR and Marissa to be over, but I am not excited about Amanda and JR perhaps ruining Jamanda. I don't want that, but I need JR away from Marissa.
I don't think you'd have to worry about that. I think, you know, like we said, the end is near. I don't think I'm giving away anything here, but at the end of the day, I think we're going for a happy ending. So if things happen in between there, You know, I'm sure that hopefully, you know, the dust will settle by the time we wrap up the show.
Okay, and my other question is, of course, about Missy and whether there's a potential that she could be coming back, because she left a huge hole in a lot of our hearts, our Janny hearts. We were following for about a year, and it just kind of ended really poorly, I thought, the way they carried that out with having JR sort of forget all about her as soon as she left the canvas. So we're kind of hoping that perhaps they could provide us Janny fans with even an off-screen happy ending at this point. I take anything.
Well, I all I can say is, God, I don't know how.
I know you're not supposed to say much.
I knew this was going to be asked of me tonight. Just keep. I have to be quiet.
Glimmer of hope. Just give us a glimmer, a little bit of it. Just a spark, something like something little.
You should just keep the faith that.
Okay.
Keep the faith that, you know, she is a really important character. She's
okay.
really talented. And she still lives in L.A., so
okay.
I don't really see why they wouldn't want to bring her back, but I don't know.
You don't know for sure. I gotcha. I appreciate you being honest.
Yeah, but you should definitely keep look out for, you know, announcements keep coming out, so just stay tuned.
Yeah.
We will stay tuned. We love you. We love Jake. We love Annie. We love JR. We hope everyone gets a happy ending. That's
yes,
our hope for AMC.
That would be nice.
And really sorry to see AMC go. That was just kind of huge. After 40 years, it's really sad. But I guess
see
everything
Hugo?
Has its time. So,
who
but anyway.
Did you say it was sad to see who go?
All my children. All my children go after 40 years.
Oh, I know.
It's devastating. It's really, really difficult. But I've been watching since the 80s. Long, long time. So it's sad. It's a really sad day. But anyway, I understand.
I thought that, you know, even if, you know, I kind of always had it in my brain that even if I left the show and went off to pursue other projects, then it would always be one of those things that would always be there and it would always be family. And as long as you weren't killed off, you could always sleep hope to, you know, come and do a, you know, a little spin or whatever. I just always assumed it would be on forever. And so it was really sad to learn that that's not the case. I'm just as sad as you guys are.
It's really, really sad because I watched through college, I watched through law school, I watched through different jobs that I've had.
Wow.
And it's just, I think it's a fallacy that, you know, people that watch soap operas or, you know, at home moms or whatever, I just don't think that's true anymore. So
it's definitely not true. It's definitely
not
true.
And to see like them replace it with reality TV that no one really wants to see, that we can see on any other channel like Bravo or whatever, it's just sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, no, I meet people. I know from a, you know, from firsthand basis, I meet fans all the time, and whether they be, you know, a politician or, you know, different things. I mean, it's crazy. So just from my own firsthand experience, that whole how they group everybody and say that they're, you know, stay-at-home moms. By the way, for sure, that is some of our audience, and those are the hardest-working people out there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's people that gone to college or they're stay-at-home moms afterwards, but I just don't think that they can assume that the audience is just dumb and that we're sitting there eating potato chips in front of TV. I think that's insulting.
Well, I think anyone that assumes that is probably the one sitting at home, dumb, eating potato chips. That's my personal opinion.
Right, right. But anyway, love you, love the show, love Missy. I love Missy so much I can't even express it, but really want her back.
Well,
so if there's a possibility and if they ask her back, please convince her to come for the fans.
I promise you.
Because the way they ended Janny just, like, really broke our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really devastating. And, you know, I just don't understand how they could take a couple like that and just kind of, you know, decimate them in the last couple months and then just completely have them forget. It just seems like it can't end that way. It just can't. So even if they give us some sort of off-screen good ending, I'll take that. I'll take anything at this point.
Right.
So.
Well, I can promise you that no one would be more excited for her to come back than me because, as you know, we're very good friends. So I will definitely be cheering on Twitter if that announcement
yes.
is made.
Thank you. And thank you for all your DMs. And your haircut is absolutely gorgeous. You are very blessed with that hair. It's
thank
gorgeous.
You so much. You're sweet.
All
thank
right.
You.
I won't take up any more of your time. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me,
bye.
Carly. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I only need time. I know you probably have to go, but I was wondering, if there are fans, you could come back if AMC ends and give us like a, I don't know, glimpse of how the last days were, how you were feeling. I mean, not on the day that so ends, but like sometime, because I think a lot of your fans probably would like the closer. I hate that word, but if we don't save it with I'm fighting tooth and nail over this, I would love to have you back on so your fans could really say goodbye to Amanda. I mean, I don't see this as goodbye right now. I see this as...
Yeah, no, I know. But that's why a lot of us are planning on going to the fan club luncheon. So I'm hoping that everyone out there is coming, because it'll be like our real way to give tribute to them and their amazing support over the years, and a you know, a lovely way to say goodbye in a bittersweet way.
Yeah, and I mean, for the people that cannot, you know, come to the luncheon, I mean, if you know, if you can come on back on here and, you know, talk to the fans, you know, one last time. I mean, not one last time as an actor, this one time as Amanda Dillon, signing off, if you have to sign off. I don't want you to sign off.
Oh, that sounds so sad. Amanda Dillon signing off. Well, technically,
well,
Amanda Martin now.
Yeah.
I mean, my fans are very, very, very important to me, and the least I could do, I mean, if they want me to, obviously, I don't want to be that nerd that's like, hey, guys, do you want to talk to me? But, of course, if they're wanting to do something like that, then I owe them more than that, so yes.
Everyone in the room would love having you back, and everyone, you know, we are doing Save Our Soaps, too. So, yeah, just ask. Yeah, good idea. Someone goes, great idea for asking for a post-closer interview. Pretty please? Yeah. Pam goes, definitely come back. Ali Sweets from the Rand Room said, yes, please come back. Everyone wants to come back.
I see. Yeah, I have my computer up. They're very sweet. But, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, awesome.
Well, thank
I know
you so
have...
much for having me, and I want to say thank you to everyone that called in, and thank you to everyone that listened in, and you guys, again, your support has been unbelievable and amazing, and I will always let you guys know any of the projects that I'm working on. I'm super excited for the Emmys. I know I'm going to be running into a few of you around the carpets and stuff like that, so definitely, you know, grab me, let me know, say hello, and yeah, I'm excited. Vegas is next weekend, so hopefully I'll see a few more people there. And if not, I hopefully will see you at the luncheon. So you guys are amazing, and thank you.
And don't lose your money in Vegas. I mean, you know, if you go the.
Don't worry. I'm not a gambler. I'm not a gambler.
And please tell Melissa that all of us are hoping that she will win. And, you know, we are looking forward to the Emmys. And, and tell Ricky Paul he's welcome on the show, you know, anytime, any place. Yes, because we all love Ricky on here, too.
Of course, I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, and everyone says, thanks, Cecile. Good luck. Blessing. Love you. Thanks for chatting with me. Ava Donlin goes, oh, my God, yes, tell him. Yeah, so, we really would love you back on here whenever you can.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys, all you guys that I see on my computer screen. You guys are the best. Have a great night,
cool.
And I will be talking to you in a few months for the post show.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, good night.
Night. Okay, I'm bringing on everyone that had their little hands up, and whoever doesn't have their hands up, let's see. 3, 2, Denise, you're on. David, you're on.
Yeah.
What
a great show.
Oh, thank you. Did I do okay? You guys, I was so nervous.
Thanks.
I was the...
Hello.
Denise, how? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, God. Oh. Hi.
Am I on?
Yes, all of you guys are on.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right. I'll just let you handle all the interviews. That's why you didn't have me on today. So, but I was listening the whole time. So.
Yeah. How did I do?
I get too nervous when I, you know.
It was a good interview.
Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah.
Okay, 219, you're on the air with us, too. 718.
She actually stayed on longer than she planned to, didn't she?
Yep.
That was good, too. Yeah, she stayed on a good while. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and Denise, thank you for staying, you know, on. I know it's late in Florida, but, you know, I kind of need, you know, you here in case things explode.
Is there an echo? I'm hearing, like, an echo.
I hear one, too.
Yeah, I'm hearing an echo. I like hearing myself.
Okay.
Like you're talking to yourself.
Okay. Okay, okay, so, David,
yeah,
you back?
I agree with one of the callers when she said that, you know, we never got with the JR and anything, we never got, like, any, like, closure with them. That was one of the reasons why
didn't.
I stopped watching all my children, because I loved JR and Annie. That was one of the reasons why I went back to the show. And they were so good, and then they made her crazy again and stuff, you know? I mean, what was with that?
I don't know. By the way.
Couple. Huh?
By the way, Allie from the Rams Room, you guys, is on now, too.
Hey, Allie,
hi.
Are you there? Allie, I went to the library today, and I'm studying through the Vampire Diaries book. I missed the show so much. I can't wait till damn September.
I know. I'm the same way.
They better. I know that they're not really going writing like they're deviating from the books, which is a good thing because in the books, I think that they really don't. Damon in the books, from what I understand, loves her in the book, but she doesn't really. The feelings are not reciprocal until, like, maybe later on in the series of books or something, but I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going through a Selena phase right now, watching them on YouTube and stuff and videos and going back to watch some of the show, season two of the show and stuff, so I don't think I could wait till September.
I know, but unfortunately, you have to.
That's why I went to go get the book. I got the book at the library the other day. I'm already on. It's a page turner, man. I can't put it down.
Well, see, and that's good. I have been waiting all night. Well, because I love the interview with, you know, Sue. You know, I love interviewing her. I love Amanda. Keep watching Amanda and Jake, people. I just want to say there's a lot of things I want to say, and since we only have...
Sorry, it was a yawn. Sorry.
Yay!
I'm all yawning. Sorry.
Okay. Since we only have 15 minutes left for this great show of ours. There's a few things I want to address because I'm pissed off. And I am not taking any prisoners, and I'm not going to be nice. And
it's about the Jasammer fan.
You know what? Well, not at all. Okay, people, this is the last time, this is probably not going to be the last time I bring it up, but I will bring it up right now because people are pissing me off. Okay, way back, you know, for all of the Sam fans, or for all those, you know, non-believers about that Jake's, you know, that Jake is dead, you know what? Follow the clues. Follow everything that happened that day. You know, there are so many possibilities of bringing this kid back. And, you know, I am so sick of whenever I go on Twitter saying, oh, Zeke's alive, people, you know, want to say whatever. And I'm saying tonight that, you know, this is a soap. You know, anyone can come back. I would say a possibility that Elena Porter's with, we never saw Zeke's body. So for all of those people who want to be Debbie Downer's about the Zeke thing, you're going to have to deal with me because this is bullshit. You know what? I am so sick and tired of, you know, everyone wishing that kid to die and then supposedly he died. But, okay, we did this 4 or 5 years ago when baby Lila died, and personally, I'm not going to tell everyone what I did when I found out she died. But if we did this on the internet about the precious baby Lila, the Raylan fan, the Liz fan will be called, you know, threatening, terrorist, everything that we've been called. But the Zisama fans want to call us delusional or whatever. Okay, Zisama fans, come and get me. Come on. Come for it, because I'm ready to take you on. Alexa Sam fan, come on here. You know, you write so much on the ABC message board. But no, come on here, Alexa Sam fan. And, you know, let's see how well, you know, you can't hear anything because you just type your moves on a stupid screen and you say, oh, you both said. And this has got to stop. You know, Jason and Liz were the couple of the century. Jason and Liz should be together, okay? And you know what? And stop calling Jason a bad father. Him and Liz made the decision together for him to walk away. All right, it wasn't Jason's decision, it was both of them. So get your head out of your asses and remember things. Okay, my rant's over. I feel better now. Oh, let's see. Yeah, David, I can't hear you.
Good. For those who called in for last night's show, sorry I had to cut the show early because I had technical difficulties with my phone. Get a brand new phone and then the charger dies on me. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Okay.
Ouch. Oh,
are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I just hit my elbow again. See, the way this chair is, it's like I guess it's next to a table. If I move, if I try to get comfortable, if I move the wrong way, bam, I hit my elbow.
Okay, April, you're on, Pam's on, Denise is on, 3862 is on, Terry and Ellie, everyone's on. So, yes.
Yay. Wait, I'm on?
Thanks all year.
Yes.
I hope everybody is filling out their coupons and getting ready
yeah.
and sending them
in.
I'm
going in the mail tomorrow.
Very
yeah,
good.
I'm still collecting them up at work. So, like, I have, like, every therapist that I know filling one out.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Therapist?
Yeah.
I got to go to my doctor's, in, I think it's next week, so I'm going to leave a whole stack of them at my doctor's office.
Is there anybody in the chat room that isn't aware of the coupon program that's going on, the coupon campaign?
I think pretty much people heard about on the last show, but yeah, when did the coupons have to be sent in, Denise?
What's that?
When did the coupons have to be, like, sent in by?
The campaign is running for 6 weeks. So you need to, get your coupons. They're real easy to download right off the computer. And it's so simple. Your name, address, and your cable provider. They don't need your cable provider's address, just who your cable provider is. You put it in the envelope, send it to the P.O. box. They're going to go through them. They're going to sort them into categories of where they come from and take it from there. But you need to either print extras for distributing or be prepared to give out the website so that people can go on and print their own copies. If you don't have a printer, there's several people out there that are offering to fill in coupons for you and send them in. All you have to do is email your address. If you go on Facebook to with all ages, Pam, type up that Facebook. My brain's not working. The Facebook page.
Guys, here, I just want to let you guys know if you don't have a printer at home, go to your local, your public libraries. I mean, they'll have printers there, and it's
absolutely
like maybe 25 cents to get a copy of it.
I didn't think it cost that much at the library.
No, I think it costs like 10 cents.
And you can print them there, and there you've got another place where you can maybe distribute more coupons to other viewers.
Yeah.
It's thinking outside the box. We got to get everybody involved because the folks aren't going to save themselves.
Exactly.
You know,
no.
I dropped off a stack at my local pizza joint.
There you go. That's awesome.
Oh, you know where would be a good spot to drop off those tickets, those coupons? Go to every laundry, facility. You know where
Good
one.
And you know where else you guys to go? To Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be a good.
Hey, Carly, you're gonna like this one. Guess where I'm gonna go?
Well.
I'm going to go to Disney World and give mine out.
Yay!
Nice one, Pam.
Yay! No. You know, I still think about the haunted house ride that Terry and I were on. Even though Terry went on it with my 7-year-old niece, but I kept thinking about on the haunted house one. I kept thinking, if I die on this ride, I'm not going to be able to save the soaps. I'm not going to be able to do something to Brian Pons, which I am not going to repeat on the soap, but like my thoughts of the day about Brian Pons. And so on that ride, I was thinking, if I die and I don't see the outcome of this campaign, this is going to be really bad. And all day at Disneyland, I felt like this guilt over me, like, oh, God, we really should not be here because, of all the support. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, we should be. But I wish I had the spot. Terry and I wish we had, well, I don't know, I cannot speak for Terry, but I wish we had the flyers then. And we could post them all over Disneyland in L.A. That wasn't really something.
Everywhere I go, if I sit on the bench, I leave a coupon. If I go to the restroom, I'll leave a coupon. Somebody's going to find it and read it.
Hello.
I kill. Yeah, David, you're still on.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, someone keeps saying hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Okay. Yeah, 386, yeah?
It's me.
It's you.
It's,
who?
It's Tyrell. Tyrell Speech.
Okay.
I'm from Ormond Beach, Florida, and I called to talk with Chrishell Stiles.
Oh, I am so sorry.
But it's okay. I could talk with you because on Twitter, I have me, myself, we made pages on Twitter to save these souls. We need to save these souls. And I'm so sorry to keep calling in and saying hello, but go on YouTube. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Go on YouTube, type in Save Our Souls. There'll be plenty of pages on there that's, and plenty of people putting videos on there saying Save Our Souls, Save Our Souls. People making music videos. We can't give up on these shows. These shows have been on television for over 40 years. And
yeah,
they
yeah.
want to sit there and give and replace our shows with a cooking show and a reality show. It don't make no sense. No, it don't make no sense. You don't know what those actors and actresses have been going through to keep those shows, to keep, they be, every week you be seeing them on the shows, they be wasting not over plenty of their time away from home on the shows.
We have to be creative in what we do and how we do it, where we put those coupons, because we need visibility for this.
Well, too. Just so you guys know, we have 3 minutes on air, and then we go into overtime. There won't be any show on Wednesday night because I feel like sometimes we are repetitive when we go from Monday night to Wednesday night. But I will be back on Friday. But let me tell you, I am. I just want to say I'm mad and furious from what Ryan all, how dare you try and take Lucy away, Furious, I really love you, but right now I do not like you because you are making Victoria and Billy life and living hell, so that's why we don't tell more life of them.
One life to live?
No, I mean Young and the Restless. I'm sorry. Terry, are you still on?
I'm still on.
Terry?
Hello?
Yeah, I know
Terry.
You're still on. Oh my god. Terry,
probably watching YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and let's see. And Allie left. Allie, why did you...
Hello?
Okay, let's see. Denise, so that's what you're doing this weekend. That is very good for the cause. I am very proud of you. If you get arrested in Dinleywood, you have my cell phone number, and I will get you out of there, Denise. You know I would do that.
You know I know that. I'm just hoping that everybody is definitely partaking in this. This coupon program, because this is going to be the make it or break it right here.
Yep, you guys, and we are going to make it. And Terry, are you back? Or you still watching YouTube? Okay.
And I'm very busy day-to-day. I was scouting places to drop the
Carly, did you watch
all
my list today?
No, was it bad?
I missed the end, but I talked to my friend, and she told me about it. And I also heard, does anybody want to hear the rumor I heard?
What?
Yeah, I do now. I do.
John Paul, look, I can never say his last name.
Lavoisier.
That's him. Rumor has it he's going to GH.
Oh, yes. I heard that last night on my show. Silas got
oh
there.
Oh, my God. No way. This is Silas. Oh. Alan, you're back on.
Hello.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, my God. Okay. Well, you know what? If that's true about Wex from One Life to Live, you know what that means for me, people?
Zach Clifton is the only Dylan Quartermain.
Yeah, I agree.
And frankly, I love how they're writing the end of this bullying storyline just sucks.
I will
say they make him Dylan and they decide to bring GQ back, then like GQ might be Sarah Pfaff and JPL.
If this is true about John Paul, let me tell you, people, I will be the happiest person in the whole wide world because my love for Wex is the same for my love for Spinelli. So if Wex from One Life and Live goes to the ace, they have to have my two favorite guys in the scene.
So Wex is not going to come to GH, but the actor is going to be
well. I don't mind John Paul coming to GH. I just don't want him playing Dylan.
Okay, David,
yeah.
I know that he won't be playing Wex. What I'm saying, David, is my little crushes, my two prime time, my daytime two crushes will be on the same show. And I just want them to both act together. I will love that. That will make my whole year. I'm in love with Wex. I'm in love with Spinelli, probably a little more. But I will be a little happy Kimple.
Well, I was thrilled when Jonathan Jackson came back. I was overwhelmed when that day happened.
Did
you hear Rebecca Budig wants to come to General Hospital too?
The lucky recap really sucked.
You know what?
I'd love it if she came.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Denise, sorry, but you know what? I threw up in my toilet the day I found out Zay was coming back. Okay? What happened with the Greg Vaughn, Jonathan Jackson thing?
I love that.
What? Okay.
What happened there?
I don't know, but I'm saying I did throw up that day that Zay came back. Zay could have stayed dead. Lucky could have stayed dead, and I would have been really okay with it. You know, I can't stand Lucky's tears now. You know, calling the guy alcoholic, he's not an alcoholic. I'm on Lulu's side on this one. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't want to see you tears anymore, Lucky. You created this. You were the one who said on the set you had no trouble with the drinking. But the moment that Zake supposedly got hit, but I will never say Zake got hit. I will never say this because there is no fucking thing of proof that Zake died in my heart. You know, I will get a tutu fight to the end of time. Okay. I'm going to bring David back on, but David is making a lot of noise. Terry, what happened to you? God, did Terry die? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Michael, my co-host is ignoring me. pissed off with, you know, the way this whole book story is going. Luke was not an alcoholic. And I almost threw something at the Sue last night because of this whole thing. So, Lucky, get off my screen. Lucky, you make me want it, like.
I hate Lucky so much.
Wait. Who said that?
April did.
Okay, April, I love you. April, for that,
I've never liked him,
you.
Even when Greg Vaughn played him. I love Greg Vaughn.
Well, I've always hated the Lucky character. I've always hated, you know, I mean, maybe hate is a strong word, but I have never got used to Greg, you know, JJ Back. I have never, ever, you know, wanted, you know, Lucky Back, and that is just my opinion. And so, Denise, did you promise me you will call me if you get arrested?
No. Did what happen? I'm sorry.
If you get arrested for sending out the flyers or whatever, you need to call me and I will get you out of jail because, you know, they can just blame me. They can just say I'm the one.
Can I raise up my bail money?
Yes, I will.
Awesome. You'll be my one phone call.
Okay, well, I would get you out of jail, you know, at all costs, Denise, because I think what you're doing is really good.
Thank you.
And, you know, by the way, people, you're so...
What's going on out there?
You know what? I hate living in Seattle for one bad reason because it is so muggy today. It's been muggy, and it's never muggy in Seattle. It rains all the time. Well, not all the time, people. The weather people are like, we don't get rain like 365 years. But we have been getting this muggy thing today, and I just, how is everyone's weather? Because if I hear someone has really, really bad weather, then I'm going to feel sorry for complaining about it being muggy.
97 degrees here today.
Well, we had 97 last week, but then this week it's been freezing cold. Today was pretty decent, maybe in the 70s, but, I mean, I've had to close my window at night. It's been so cold.
You're in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it got a little cool there again.
Yeah, after the storm.
Well, didn't get like 100 degrees. I mean, that's what I heard on my, like, Chicago got like 101 or 102.
Yep. And then after that, we got really bad storms, so.
I really feel sorry for the older people that, you know, when it's so hot like that, and some people cannot afford air conditioners, and, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, I mean, 101, I'm sorry, is way too hot for any, you know, any other place.
Yeah,
it
gets hot, but you know what, it really, even though it got up to 101, it wasn't too humid, so it wasn't that bad.
Oh, that's good because I just feel sorry for the humid and all that. But no, I mean, today it's been muggy and I've been thinking, you know, this is like, bad and good. I mean, every in the country is having, you know, really weird weather. I mean, it's been crazy. You don't have to work tomorrow, do you?
No, I am off for the next 2 days.
Yay!
After working for Thursday or Friday.
Just in the past 3 days.
Oh, my God. We lost Pam, I think. We lost Pam.
Oh, my God.
Hi, baby.
Okay. David, what's wrong?
Nothing.
David, what is wrong? Tell Carly what is wrong and maybe I can fix it.
No. I just am tired, that's all.
Okay.
You and me, but
well, it's been a very long day today, but a good one. I took the dog for a walk in the park today. It was gorgeous out. Oh. Mm, that feels good.
Well, David, maybe you need to, I'm only saying this because we are overtime, and Allie, when you say things in overtime, can people hear you?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now I'm going to be really careful with my words. Okay, David, what you need to do is take a nice, cold shower and then hop into bed and fall asleep, and everything will be better in the morning.
No, it's not bad. It's a good kind of tired. I mean, today was a very productive day. I'm happy with all the stuff I've done today.
Hello, am I still on here?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry. I put you guys on mute because I was eating a yogurt, and I was watching, like, Days of Our Lives, or no, General Hospital.
Today's episode of General Hospital was interesting, to say the least.
I was just watching it for Christine and Ethan. I just fast forward through all the... But I saw... Lisa's going
crazy.
Promo for General Hospital. She's going crazy.
Yo!
Spinelli's been shot. I think she shot Spinelli.
It hasn't happened yet.
There's a promo, Carly, that Spinelli is not the last one that's going to die or trauma or something.
I didn't even go to the trauma booth. I do not know this.
The hospital's going to be put in lockdown.
Yeah, the hospital's on lockdown. Sam's in there, and Jason, of course, looks like he's going to go for the rescue again like he always does.
Well, okay, all I'm going to say, fucking Lisa, if you fucking hurt Spinelli, Lisa, I swear to God, Jason will kill you.
Spinelli,
is that a dead body?
Okay, David?
Okay.
You're not helping.
Sorry, channels.
Okay, do you want me to put you on mute for the rest of your life? You know my love for Spinelli. Okay, and if he gets shot, I will kill Lisa.
Carly, I'm a big fan of Spinelli's. Will you please calm down before you have a stroke?
I was full of food, you guys, so I didn't know about this whole Spinelli, the love of my life, getting shot.
Okay.
Well, it's not the first time he's gotten shot. The last time he got shot, he shot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
It's not the first time he's been shot.
Yeah.
I understand that, but no one is supposed to hurt my Spinelli. You know, why don't they take out Sam? Why don't they take out Sam? Oh, but yeah, I'm trying to find another guy.
You know who needs to be taken out? Jack.
No! Oh, my God, David?
Jack,
I love you.
Need to leave alive.
David, I love you. David, I thought I would never say this on air, but you just made my whole night 120. You just got a lot of really good points. So you probably won't get muted that much next week or Friday night because of you just saying Zax. That is the one person I hate when I'm beside Sam. You know Zax, how dare you say, Sunny and Jason is too dangerous to be in Carly and Zax's life. How dare you? You know what?
Jax irritates me. Because the character is just so arrogant. You know what I mean?
He acts like he's right and everyone else in the universe is wrong.
Exactly.
And
you
love Jack.
And
the most irritating part is everyone, including his ex-wife Alexis, told him point blank it's gonna blow up in his face, but he continues to be an ass.
And you know what?
It's just like his brother Jerry. Jerry is always trying to do whatever he wants, and the devil take the hindmost with whoever gets caught in the crossfire.
Exactly.
Collateral damage.
I'm agreeing with David. Okay. Yeah. And you know what, Zach? Where in the fuck were you when Colleen needed you with a mental call hostage? Oh, yeah, you were probably fucking burning for all we know. Okay? Zach, Colleen could have died in the mental call, Zach. And, you know, who was there? Sable, Sunny, and Zayton. Zayton risked their life and scenarios, like they both spoken and saved the loved one, and Sunny made sure Colleen got out there alive. When your brother was a psychopath and killed Aaron Zach. Come on, Zach. Why don't you just go leave with Brenda and never come back?
He has control issues.
I do not call it control issues. I call it he's a puppet and that someone needs to take out. You know, Sunny and Jason have been really kind to him, not taking out Jerry, but they still took out Jerry a long time ago.
I know. If Jerry wasn't Jackson's brother, Jerry would have been 6 feet under a long time ago.
Exactly. But you know, Sunny and Jason did not want to die with Carly. So before you ever say that Carly is a self-centered bitch or whatever, no. Yeah, Jackson loved you. Okay, maybe it wasn't the kind of love that Brenda showed for you, but, you know, Carly is loyal, and Carly is going to be loyal to Sunny and Zeta until the day she died. So deal with that.
Well, it's not just the fact that Jerry is Jackson's brother. Alexis also dated Jerry. So that's the other reason because that would upset Alexis. As long as those two were together. Now that that's over, long over.
Yeah.
If Jerry Jack shows his face in Port Charles, I would not put his life expectancy in the span of years. I'd say in the span of weeks or days.
Yeah. And you know what? Go for it. Whoever wants to kill Zuri, I'm all for it. Whoever wants to kill Franco, I'm all for it. Whoever wants to kill Anthony, I'm all for it. Whoever wants to kill Lisa, yes, okay. Yes, the soul does.
You know what? You know what? Lisa and Anthony are a disturbing. I mean, I would only think of them. I think of them as a very disturbing couple. Very disturbing.
You know
couple.
Why? You know what would be really a sick kind of twist? At least it was Anthony Zakara's long-lost daughter. Hey, we all saw Quadi was alone, so, but Lisa takes the cake.
Well, you know, it's like Silas and I were saying, both of us seem to think that that Franco is related to Zakara's.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to leave Denise and Allie and April out of the conversation, and Terry. Even though Terry was eating yogurt the last time we sucked on her. Allie, what do you think of everything David and I, you guys are finally on the same page because we both hate Zach.
You're probably on the same page as anybody, even me. No, I'm kidding.
I have not liked Jack from the beginning. You know, he was just too charming and too, you know, smooth.
Yeah.
Because right from the start, he was an operator. Okay.
He's always wanted to get his hands on businesses, tear them apart, and
sorry.
Then he got hooked up with Lois and Brenda and all that, and then it got into the Sonny, Brenda, and Jax triangle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, Jax has never quite gotten over the fact that Sonny has always been, how shall I put this?
Yeah, how should you prove without getting yourself in trouble?
How shall I put
remember?
This? Sonny has always been attentive to Brenda, whereas Jax, he listens and all that, but every time that Sonny's name comes up, he finds a way to use that against
yep.
Sonny. Okay?
Yep, exactly. You know, exactly.
Jax
so,
is,
you know.
The thing is, Jax is an opportunist, and that is
uh-huh.
what I don't like about him. Okay? I love Luke. I love how Luke is a schemer and a con artist, and same goes for Ethan. You know, I love how Ethan always steals from Edward's humidor. The point is, though, he's upfront and honest about it. Jax, he'll lie, he'll scheme, he'll play his games, he'll pull in every frickin' favor with the U.S. government that he can to get what he wants his way. You know what I'm saying? At least Sonny is upfront about being a mobster. About being
yeah,
in the
yeah.
mob. Okay?
Yeah.
Jax, you can't trust a single word he says. You can't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh my God, I can't believe David and I all
Well, I'm a good judge of people. I'm a good read on people, and I've watched since the day Jax came on the air, and I'm like,
too.
Okay, this guy's trouble.
Yep, and you know what? From day one, all Jax wanted to do was take out Sonny. Well, you know what, Jax? Sonny will never be taken down from the likes of you. You know, Sonny is way much so good looking. Sonny
well, you
is
know,
way
Sonny's
much.
Got his issues. Sonny's got his issues. Too.
Hey,
I
excuse
mean,
me, Ma.
You know, I mean, everyone's human. Everyone has their blind spots. His is his daughter. When it comes to Christina, Sonny has a blind spot in the eyes.
Okay, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up. Sonny needs to, you know what, I'm a big Christina and Ethan fan. I love them. Some people do not compare Christina.
The man needs to take a chill pill.
Oh, okay, David, remember about interrupting Carly? Remember about interrupting Carly when season is sensitive? It's not very nice. Okay, all I was going to say is Sonny... Let Ethan and Christina be together. And people on Twitter, you should not be comparing Sam and Christina because let me tell you, Sam has slept with Christina's uncle. Can we say Molly's dad? So before you want to throw a stone at Christina, there is many things that you cannot throw stones at.
I love Christina. Sonny is the one with a major blind spot when it comes to dealing with his daughter.
Alexis is worse because
she's an overreactive, hyper parent. I mean,
But all fathers are overprotective. Come on, I mean, you know,
I watched the both of them on that plane, freaking out, all worried that they thought Christina was going to marry Ethan, and I'm like, dear God, you people.
Well, but one thing I loved about that scene. That Alexis, like, well, she's your doll. And Sonny goes, how is she my doll whenever she messes up?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the thing of it is, Sonny and Alexis, they would make a good couple.
No, Alexis is too neurotic for Sonny. But what I was saying is, you know, yeah, well, whenever I was a kid, And whenever I got in trouble, my mom would usually say to my dad, you know, that's your doll. You know, she gets it from you. So really, when I heard that, all I could do was I was laughing. I almost fell out of my bed laughing just because all parents, when their kid mess up, they want to blame the other parent. But you know what? You know, let Ethan and Christina be happy. They are. They are the world's greatest couple in the whole wide world. I love them. My love for them is, you know, it's why I'm tuning in right now. I love Ethan and Christina. And, you know, let Sean and Carly be a little happy for a while. And let me tell you, Sean, you're my hero for past punching Zach out. You should have punched him a couple more times. I reread that scene like 5 times.
Well, you know, the thing is, it just amazes me that Carly is a voice of reason when it comes to dealing with Christina. When, you know, with the way Sonny reacts, Carly is a voice of reason. That scares me.
Well, you know, but because when you think about it, Carly has always been perfect growing up, blah, blah, blah. Carly gets Christina, and I wish the writers would go in a more Carly, Christina friendship, because, you know, Carly knows, you know, Carly will fight for her kids to the death.
The thing is, Carly may be understanding about Christina, but she's got the same blind spot with Michael that Sonny has with Christina.
No, Carly has always thought, I fucked up with Michael, I fucked up my kid, that I messed up way too many times. So for Carly in the blind spot, it's more like, oh God, I fucked up my kid kind of spot. I will never say it's a blind spot. My love for Carly, yeah.
No, let me explain what I mean by blind spot so you understand what I'm talking about. The way she behaves with Michael is just as overprotectively as Sonny is with Christina, okay? Carly will do anything. She will move heaven and earth for Michael, okay? She worries about what Michael will do, not do. But that's a parent thing. That's a parental reaction. But the problem is Michael is an adult. He will make
decisions. Oh, my God, you know what?
Okay,
let me just say that
children do not do the children will make the choices that don't always agree with what their parents agree with.
Okay,
No matter what,
how much I can screw it up, they will always be... Michael will always be called him baby, no matter what. That's how parents are. That's how Sonny is with Christina. But with the Sonny angle, I think he has had a lot of regret not fighting custody for Christina with Alexis. So there's a lot of guilt there with Sonny. Carly gave me all this access to Michael and Morgan. Alexis did. I did not see my daughter grow up. So, Ali, are you still here?
Yep.
Denise?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know what? You guys need to jump in. Oh, you guys are never going to have a word in advice. And, yeah. Ali, is the women's room tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Just a reminder. My show will be on. I usually have a show on Wednesday nights. I don't know who's going to be available to call into it, but it's usually a great show. We usually try to start around 10, but sometimes I run late and I start the show I open the line up at 11. So somewhere around 10 to 11, I will start tweeting the call-in number and tell people it's okay to call in.
Well, I would love to call in, David, but Wednesday nights, is a busy low night for me.
That's fine. And the other show is going to be on Sunday night, around the same time.
Okay, Denise, you're going to call in Friday night, right? Do we lose Denise?
Denise, paging Denise.
Oh my God, Denise left us. Well, maybe her phone died.
Probably lost the connection.
No. So is there anything else we need to talk about? Because we will be on air for 2 hours very, very soon.
Nope, I'm ready for bed. I'm about ready to fall asleep.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to tell everybody the Rant Room will be on tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, remember about the coupons, too. Whoever's listening on the arches, you know, get those in. So I will talk to you guys all tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll probably get the message on Twitter when your show starts.
Okay.
Okay, well, okay, let's see. Okay, Terry, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
What in the heck are you doing?
Me? I'm cleaning dishes.
On my phone.
Okay, what's happening on your phone?
My battery and my cell phone's going dead.
Okay, well, maybe we should all hang up now and tell. But why don't you call me and you know when you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. April, are you still there?
I'm still here.
April. Okay, April.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Okay. If you have time. Work on the banner for me, you know, that banner, you know, of Carly, Liz, and...
Yeah, is that 500 by 225 or 100 by 100 or 500 by 500?
Oh, Carly, how do you get people... Like, I have a question. How do you get these stars to get on your show? I'd like to get a couple to interview on my show.
Well, okay. The secret is I tweet them until they say yes.
Well, yeah. Well, if you think of anyone who you think might be good, who might want to come on our show, let them know that I have one.
Okay, David, sure. I will do that.
Oh, jeez, that was stupid. Okay.
What?
Oh, I just spilled something. Thank God it was only water.
Okay. April, what kind of weather are you having in Denver? Is it nice or hot?
Oh, it's in the Springs, 2 hours away from Denver. I guess it was in the 70s today, which is pretty damn nice, considering it snows like every other week.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was muggy here today, and it's usually not muggy for Seattle, but it's been muggy, and it makes me just a tiny bit... I know, and it makes me really crabby, and then it makes my hair, like, I don't like my hair when it's muggy. And David, where do you live? You never told me
Connecticut.
That.
I live in Connecticut.
David, where?
I live in South
really?
Silas.
You live where?
Oh, really?
Silas is just a bit north of me in Massachusetts.
Oh, God, oh, God. I'm trying to imagine you and Silas hanging out. I'm trying to picture that in my head now.
There's no time for that. He's busy, I'm busy. But he's, you know, the next state over, so we're practically neighbors.
Okay, well, you guys, I'm going to call it a night, and April, I will probably be on Twitter tomorrow. Will you be on there?
Probably. Do you just want it, like, your background on Twitter or your
icon
on Twitter?
Yeah, I want for my icon.
Your icon? You mean the one where you have Carly and Liz so far?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just 100 by 100. I can do that.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to go crawl in bed and watch some TV, you guys. So,
anyone who doesn't follow me already, mine is IntoDust77, so you can follow me on Twitter.
Well, I follow you, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does anyone have the iPod or iPhone?
I don't.
Oh, I was just wondering if anyone did, because there's a game I've been playing on the iPhone. It cracks me up. It's called Hanging with Friends. It's kind of like a cross between Scrabble and Hangman. It's kind of fun. They have these little weeny icons holding onto balloons, and every time you get a word wrong, one of the balloons pop, and you get like 5 or 6 balloons, and if they all pop, you fall into a pit of lava.
All right, well, I'm going to call in 9, you guys, but I will be on Trudeau in the morning. I'm just going to say a couple more tweets, and then I'm going to bed.
All right.
Cool.
Night, guys. Night.
I'm having a late dinner, and then I'm calling it a night, too.
David, you should not eat that late. It's really, really bad for you. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, actually, when I say go to bed, I mean I'm going to be up for the next couple of hours watching TV after I eat.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah. All right, well, I will talk to you both on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.